Beautiful. Thank you. Oh, that beautiful classic prayer. That's a prayer of presence, absolute presence in the midst of life. It's one that people memorize. It's one of the most remembered prayers in the world. And it begins with our Father, our universal presence, not mine or yours, but ours. That deep sense that we all come from the divine, and in right time we return to the divine, but we get to dance through this world together for however long we are here for. All Hallows Eve is a celebration of life, life in the midst of even darkness and fear. Life lives and shines and continues. This morning, Beverly shared with me some of the lyrics of All Souls Night that will be on Tuesday by Lorena McKennitt, the great Celtic singer. I love Lorena McKennitt. Bonfires dot the rolling hillsides. Figures dance round and round to the drums that pulse out echoes of darkness, moving to the pagan sound. Standing on the bridge that crosses the river that goes out to the sea, the wind is full of a thousand voices. They pass by the bridge and me. I can see the lights in the distance, trembling in the dark cloak of night. Candles and lanterns are dancing, dancing a waltz on All Souls Night. Isn't that beautiful? I remember as a kid, I loved to get dressed up for Halloween. It's always been one of my favorite holidays. I was going to wear my witch's hat this morning, and I put it on and then I took it off and I realized that my post witch hat hair would be much more frightening to you all than the witch's hat. So it is here in spirit. Oh, because that joy and fun of dressing up, putting on a mask, going trick-or-treating. Back when I was a kid, we could go in the neighborhood and go trick-or-treating. And I loved it when we lived in Washington, D.C. It was an old neighborhood with a couple of big old houses where these elderly women lived there that had been there for decades. And back then, it was actually safe enough. She'd say, come on in, and you'd go into her kitchen. And she'd have hot cider on the stove and fresh baked cookies and caramel apples. And it was so fun. And the other thing that I loved the most, almost as much, if not more than the candy, was at school, we'd get a little box that we could carry on Halloween for UNICEF. And you'd collect coins for the children of the world. And then you took them to the school. And they got it all together and sent it out. And I remember loving that. That I was collecting not just stuff for me, but stuff to bless the world with. And I think that's what so much of this All Hallows Eve is about. It's about recognizing all of the blessings, even on a night when we love to try and get scared. And as the old Scots said, it's the long-legged beasties and things that go bump in the night. Because for us, don't you have long-legged beasties and things that go bump in the night that sometime arrive in the middle of the night and wake you up at 3 a.m? Your fears, your concerns, your grief. I find that I frequently get awakened around 3 a.m. And for me, that becomes this portal of prayer. And sometimes I wake up and I know exactly who I'm supposed to be sending a prayer for. Other times I have no idea. But the portal is very thin at that time. As a nurse, I learned we had more births and more deaths in that 2 to 3 in the morning time when the veil is thin. And it's so that thin veil time is a wonderful time to do prayers and to connect with the presence of Spirit. I used to talk to Spirit and say, can you please wait and get to, you know, get my attention at 3 in the afternoon instead of 3 in the morning? And it's, nope, we got to wait till you're quiet and the veil is thinner. And then we'll deliver the messages. And so it's soul work. And it's something you can do day or night. But Halloween and the whole Halloween tradition, the whole concept of the beginning of the harvest, the lighting of the bonfires as night gets longer and days get shorter, are celebrated all over the world. This is part of the traditions of India and ancient Egypt and the Native American peoples and the Asian peoples in Japan and China. This is one of those cross-quarter days for all of the world. And so All Hallows, why should we be scared when it's All Hallows? All is hallowed, all is sacred. Because one of the things that we learn as we grow as souls is that frequently the things that scare us and the people that challenge us the deepest are the ones that bring us the deepest soul lessons and opportunities to grow in faith, to grow in presence, to grow spiritually. I look back and there are things that would I rather have not gone through? Yes. But in all honesty, I wouldn't be here now had it not been for those things. The things that I put on the altar to the ancestors is my brother Doug. And there's a picture there of my brother Doug and I when we were children, and then the time that we reconnected for the first time after many years as adults. And Lane was there and took the picture that was there. And as many of you know, Doug was born profoundly retarded, multi-handicapped, and spent over 50 years in the back ward of the state school in Austin. And I was blessed to become his guardian the last few years of his life, his legal guardian. I'd been his guardian and he'd been mine my whole life. And so for me, he was the one that initiated me on a path of service. Back when I remember communing with him when I was too young for words, but we soul communed with one another. And so that sorrow, that grief of having a brother that I would love to have had walk with me embodied as my big brother, I had to let go of that so that I could embrace the beautiful way that soul chose to connect with me and bless me in this lifetime. That became a hallowed relationship, a blessed relationship, even though part of me to this day wish that we could have communed in the more traditional way. But 90% of me is nothing but grateful that he chose that soul path and helped me choose mine. So that brings us from All Hallows to All Saints' Day. Monday in the tradition of the church is All Saints' Day. And many of you probably have a patron saint that came with your name, or if you were raised Catholic, one of the saints was said to watch over you from the time you were born and was reaffirmed at your first communion. There are wonderful books you can actually buy. I've got one that I bought at the Albuquerque Airport bookstore that's called Saints Preserve Us. And it is a whole book that lists all of the different saints and a little bit about their stories. And you can look back up in the back of the book in the index and find what the patron saint is for your birthday, for your career. They've updated it over the centuries. You can look up and find out what the patron saint for airplanes and computers are now. But it's based on the older energies. You know, the computers were the ones that were for the scribes. The airplanes were for travel. Back then, it wasn't in the sky, but it's that same energy. So if you want to do something fun sometime, go look up. Just, you could look it up online. What patron saints are for perhaps your career, something you're interested in. And read a little bit about that saint. Each saint has stories. And the thing that I finally realized is I kept thinking, oh, well, those saints, they were so connected with God, I couldn't even begin to be like them. I can hold them as this ideal. And then when you read their stories, you realize how all of them went through incredible challenges. St. Francis of Assisi, that we all love, went through tremendous challenges as he found his path, just like we do. And so when I think of the saints now, rather than a plaster saint that's idealized, I see a living, breathing being who experienced the world and managed to figure out how to find that presence and hollow all things, find the blessings in all things. That's what made them special, not because they were different from us, but because they were like us and they can help show us the way. My favorite name for Jesus is Light Bearer and Way Shower. Those two. Way Shower. I love that. One of the things that's fun to do is many of us didn't grow up with a particular saint, but we've all grown up with heroes and heroines, with favorite fairy stories or books or movies that had heroes and heroines that inspired us. And they all go through the story arc of the hero's journey where they leave what they've known and they cross what's called the event horizon where you can't go back. You have to go forwards. Haven't we all been there? And it goes down and there are challenges and you meet those challenges and you find allies and friends to help you as you face the challenges and enemies that arrive and you get through the first challenge, but then another one comes and you go through that dark night of the soul of, oh, not again. I took care of that. And that dark night of the soul where you meet your fears. At that crossroads. Crossroads are big on All Hallows Eve. And the choice is, where do you go from here? Which route do you go? Do you stay in fear? Do you move a little bit more into faith? They're both paths are all right because the presence of the divine is on all of them. All of them. And so then gathering energy from within, the hero and the heroine then begin to move the upward arc. And they have new challenges, but they also have more allies. And the allies they've made become truer and deeper friends than ever before. And with that soul connection of those allies gathered along the way and helping to raise one up, realizing you're not doing it alone. All you need is within you, but you still don't have to do it alone. If that's not grace, I don't know what is. Until you come up and you return home with all of the gifts that you've gained, the wisdom, the insight from the journey itself. And so think about who were your biggest heroes, heroines, in stories and movies as you were growing up. And I invite you to spend a little bit of time on All Saints Day, communing with them and recognizing why they are attuned to you and you attuned to them. There are going to be some resonances and it will gift you with some insights about your own spiritual journey, your own life journey as to, oh, that's why that person inspired me so much. One of my heroines was Annie Sullivan, the teacher that worked with Helen Keller. Another one was Florence Nightingale. And another one was the nun in The Nun Story with Audrey Hepburn, I think, the movie that came out years ago. I said, oh, I want to be a nun. And my parents said, Pam, you can't do that. You're not Catholic. But I love that devotion, that idea of devotion. And in my life, I taught multi-handicapped deaf-blind children. I became an RN and a unity minister. So that's, I mean, those, they really did inspire me in a way that manifested. And it's true for all of us. So think about that on Monday. Who, maybe an ancestor, someone within your own family. It may be somebody famous. It may be a mentor you've had. It may be someone real. It may be someone in a story. But commune with someone on Monday. Thank them for the gift of their example, because I promise you, whether you're in body or you're in spirit, prayers of gratitude and love and appreciation always land in your heart. And then on Tuesday, we come to All Souls Day, the Day of the Dead, where in Mexico, they physically will go to the graves and set out feasts and celebrate and dance and do music, because they believe the veil is so thin that you can literally commune with the ancestors that night. That goes back into ancient Egypt. As people were put within the tombs in ancient Egypt, they put food and drink, and if they played a musical instrument, that went in there. They gave them the gifts for the afterlife and shared them with them. And so All Souls Day is saying, okay, you've stood at the portal and you're dealing with your life as it is right now, really realizing how thin that veil can be. And then you've recognized, okay, these are the people that inspired me with what I've done with my life and who can inspire me this day in whatever each one of us is facing this day. And then on Tuesday, we get to go, we're all bearers of the light. We are all way showers. We are all the ones who can be the presence for ourselves and one another in the world. That's why the altar to the ancestors, to see the images of those who went before and those who are here now, All Souls Day. It doesn't go from All Saints Day to those of you who are doing pretty well. It's all souls. Our Father, it's universal. It's for one and for all. And it's recognizing that in our embodied lives, that presence of the divine gets to be made manifest literally in and through and as us. And so on Tuesday, on All Souls Day, I invite you to take some time as you travel around Port Townsend or wherever you're going to be on Tuesday. Notice people that you normally would just walk past. Maybe somebody in line at the grocery store. Maybe someone you see walking downtown. Maybe it's someone you remember that you haven't thought of in a long time. Notice the spark of God in them, because that spark of God is there in everyone. Celebrate All Souls Day by seeing not what people look like by outer appearance, but the light of their soul that shines through their eyes, through their presence in the world. That was the greatest gift that Doug gave me. is to look past the outer appearance of things and to see aright, as the little prince would say. That which is invisible is what is essential and true. Looking into the very soul and spirit of another. Doug was an evolved spiritual master in a body that was twisted and had challenges his whole life. But in there was the light of what I know was one of my great masters. And because of Doug, as I did the soul work with multi-handicapped children, as a nurse with people that had incredible things going on, I remembered him. And in doing so, I could look into the eyes of everyone and ask that I see their soul. Sometimes it's easier to do than others, but it is always possible. Each one of us on All Souls Day can honor ourselves. Take a moment in the morning and look in the mirror. One of the people that it's hardest for us to see that divine in is ourselves. Look in the mirror for just a few minutes and make eye contact with yourself. And say, I love you, beloved child of God. That sounds easy, but it's harder to do than you may think. And as you do so, just give thanks that your soul got to come to this time and this place during these challenging times to bring the light, to be the presence, to embody the presence of God in large and small ways through who you are. I'd like to read the Donna Markova piece one more time in closing. And I invite this to be your prayer for All Hallows Eve and Hallowmas, for All Saints Day on Monday, and All Souls Day on Tuesday. Let us swing wide all the doors and windows of our hearts on their rusty hinges so that we may learn how to open in love. Let us see the light in the other and honor it so that we may lift one another on our shoulders and carry one another along. Let holiness move in us, so that we may pay its attention to its small voice and give ourselves to life fully with both hands. May this 3 days of sacred, hallowed, and holy time bring you rich blessings. And may you go forth sharing those blessings with the world. Let us pray. Oh, sweet, sweet spirit, abiding presence of the divine. Oh, we are so grateful for our world and for one another. We ask for your blessing, for your support and comfort, for your wisdom and inspiration as we each do the best we can with who we are in this moment. We give thanks to recognize that the divine is present in everything. We give thanks for the saints and the heroes and heroines who inspired us. And we give thanks for our own souls and the souls all around us who are the saints unfolding now through their lives and their prayers and their presence. May we, at the end of our lives, celebrate and honor the journey of our souls in this realm, knowing that we have been part of a legacy of blessings that began long, long ago back in spirit, long, long ago in this world, that come through us and that we send forth as a legacy into the future. We give thanks for this life. We give thanks for one another to walk beside in this life. And we celebrate the candles and lanterns that are dancing a waltz on All Souls' Night and always. And so it is. Om, amen, and blessed be.